السلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، in continuation of our book Sharh Sunnah by Imam Abu Ibrahim Al-Muzani rahimahullah, we continue the point on Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Imam Al-Muzani said rahimahullah, ثُمَّ خَلَقَ آدَمَ بِيَدِهِ وَأَسْكَنَهُ جَنَّتَهُ وقبل ذلك للأرض خلقه ونهاه عن شجرة قد نفذ قضاؤه عليه بأكلها ثم ابتلاه بما نهاه عنه منها ثم سلط عليه عدوه فأغواه عليها وجعل أكله لها إلى الأرض سببا فما وجد إلى ترك أكلها سبيلا ولا عنه لها مذهبا. الإمام المزني سيد رحمه الله، ثم خلق آدم بيده وأسكنه جنته وقبل ذلك للأرض خلقه ونهاه عن شجرة قد نفذ قضاؤه عليه بأكلها ثم ابتلاه بما نهاه عنه منها ثم سلط عليه عدوه فأغواه عليها وجعل أكله لها إلى الأرض سببا فما وجد إلى ترك أكلها سبيلا ولا عنه لها مذهبا. الإمام المزني رحمه الله أبو إبراهيم، after discussing about Malaika, he mentioned our forefather Adam عليه السلام. He said, ثم خلق آدم بيده, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam after the Malaika had been in existence. The Malaika were in existence, then he created Adam alayhi salam. And that is clear from the verse of the Quran where Allah said, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ, in thought he said, إِنِّي جَائِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, I want to create people who will succeed themselves on the surface of the earth. One generation will succeed the next generation. That's the meaning of Khalifa. They are not representatives of Allah. They are not Khalifa to Wahi on the earth. As the Shia say, Khalifa, Khilafa, Huna, what it means, they will succeed themselves. As you mentioned something similar to that in Maryam. It says, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, يعني فَجَاءَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاءُ الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشهوات. So some people came after the Anbiya and the Rasul that he mentioned, who were past people, Aba'u Salat. They began to abandon Salat. So Khilafah in this sense is people, one generation will come, another generation will come. In that verse, Allah made us understand that he told the Malaika. This is evidence that the Malaika were alive, they were created, they were in existence before Adam. So they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ فِيهَا, These are clear cut evidence that the malaika were created before Nabi Adam alayhi salam. So Al-Imam Al-Muzani rahimahullah, he said, ثم خلق آدم بيده. So after he discussed malaika, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam بيده, with his hand. And we say, like the Imam said regarding the malaika, he said rahimahullah, he said, خَلَقَ ثُمَّ خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ لِمَشِيئَتِهِ عَنْ غَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ كَانَتْ بِهِ. So when he said خَلَقَ ثُمَّ خَلَقَ آدَمَ بِيَدِهِ, we ask, عَنْ غَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ كَانَتْ. Allah did not create Adam alayhi salam because he was in need of any assistance from Adam alayhi salam. عَنْ غَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ كَانَتْهِ خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ لِمَشِيئَتِهِ أَوْ بِمَشِيئَتِهِ عَنْ غَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ كَانَتْهِ. It was not because he needed any assistance from Adam alayhi salam, so he created Adam. He created Adam alayhi salam for his worship, for Adam to worship. And unlike the malaika, it says, وَجَبَلَهُمْ عَلَىٰ عِبَادَتِهِ. He gave Adam alayhi salam quwwat al-ikhtiyar. Choose to obey me or disobey me. There are a lot of other differences between the human beings and the malaika. But the point here is, ثُمَّ خَلَقَ آدَمَ بِيَدِهِ. After the malaika, they had been in existence, then subsequently, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, afterwards, he created Adam alayhi salam. And he said, بِيَدِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam with his hand, مُفْرَدُ الْمُضَافِ, with his two hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam with his two hands. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah told us in part, يَا إِبْلِيسُ ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي. This is evidence that خلقه بيده. Allah said, ما منع يا إبليس. إبليس, this word means somebody who has lost hope of Allah's rahmah. This is the meaning of إبليس. أبلس من رحمتي اليائس من رحمتي ربي. Someone who has lost any hope that Allah will show mercy to him. This is from where the word Iblis comes. Allah says, Ya Iblis, ma mana'aka an tasjuda lima khalaqtu biyadayya. What on earth, what has prevented you from bowing down to what I have created with my hands? Firstly, this is evidence that خَلَقَهُ بِيَدِهِ, like Al-Imam Al-Muzani said, فَثُمَّ خَلَقَ آدَمَ بِيَدِهِ. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam with his hand. There are other issues connected to that verse. مَا مَنَعَكَ عَنْ تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيَّ. What prevents you from bowing down to what I have created with my hand? Or with my hand, my two hands. What prevented you? Meaning that this creature, the fact that Allah created Adam with his two hands, is virtue for Adam alayhi. It's karama for Adam alayhi. So as virtuous, as excellent, as somebody I created with my own hand, what do you think will prevent you from buying them? So that the fact that Allah created Adam with his hands is karama for Adam alayhi. Karamna bani Adam. That karama starts with our forefather Adam alayhi. From the fact that Allah created Adam alayhi salam. There is also the hadith of Ash-Shafa'ah. Very lengthy hadith. That on the day of Qiyamah, we all will be on the plane of resurrection. Very lengthy, mutafakun alayhi. So we move from one Nabi to the other. When we go to Adam, the Prophet told us alayhi salatu wasalam, the people will say to Adam, Ya Adam, Anta Abul Bashar, O Adam. You are the fourth, you are the father, the forefather of all human beings. خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ بِيَدِهِ Allah created you with His hand. So this is another evidence from Hadith that خَلَقَ اللَّهُ آدَمَ بِيَدِهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam with His hand, subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are a lot of issues here. From them is the fact that Allah has hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hands. And as is contained in the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says his two hands are right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hands, yad. So we affirm that Allah has hands. Because He told us hands. So we affirm the word hand for Allah's hand. What we don't know is how is the hand. This is what we make up wings of. We ascribe, we attribute the knowledge of it to Allah. Because He did not tell us this is how my hand is. The how, the kayfiyya of His hand, He did not tell us. But He said He has hands. So we affirm what He said. In affirming what He said, there is a difference between the people of Sunnah and the Ash'a'ira. The Ash'a'ira, they are the followers of the man called Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari. He's from the great grandchildren of the Ash'ariyun, from whom Abu Musa al-Ash'ari was. But he, in his own case, Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, he used to be somebody from amongst the philosophers. Those who gave preference over intellect. They gave preference for intellect over the text. So whatever you quote from the Quran, if it is not according to their own small intellect, they rejected it. I say their intellect is small. Because Allah told us in the Quran that وَمَا أُوتِيتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا The whole of mankind has not been given some knowledge except something that is small. So if the whole mankind has been given something small from knowledge, what about one single human being? That's why it says, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ Because He only gave us something small. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, these people give preference over their senses, for their senses over the text of the Quran. So the Ash'a'ira, they reject even the attributes of hand. They say, don't say Allah has a hand. He said, but He says He has a hand. وَمَنْ أَفْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ كِيلًا Who is best and truest in speech than Allah? Allahu anzala ahsan al-hadith. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا Allah says, I have hands. I created Adam with my two hands. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah sent told us that the one who sent me has two hands. So human beings say, no, he does not have hands. So what we say, we affirm the attributes of the hand. What we do not know is how of the hands we don't know. We don't know that one. But that he has hands, yes, he has hands. How is it we don't know? You may wonder, why then should we affirm the hands that we don't know? I give you an example. Black ants, do they have hands or not? Black ants, so they are ants. Do they have hands or not? Do they? They do. Black ants have hands. Flies, do they have hands or not? Mosquitoes, do they have hands or not? Are their hands the same? A cat, does he have a hand or not? Is it the same with that of a cockroach? But because they are different, it does not stop us from calling hands hands. So if there is this kind of difference amongst the creatures, what about between the creator and the creatures? The fact that we say it is hand does not mean it has to be like our own. Because even amongst creatures like us, we see that hands does not necessarily mean the same kind of hands. There are creatures of Allah that have hands, but with only four fingers. Even amongst we human beings, there are people with longer arms. Some have shorter arms. If you go to the Chinese subcontinent, you see them having shorter arms. Longer, taller people like the Senegalese, they have longer arms, longer legs. Hand is hand. But they are not the same. So the fact that it is not like our own does not mean that it is not hand. So Allah has hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how the hand is, we don't know. So the Ash'ari say, he only used the word hand. What he wanted to tell us is rahmah. So they explain away. If he wants to say rahmah, he knows rahmah of his hand. In fact, he called himself ar-rahmah. So there is a difference between rahmah and yad. So Allah has hands. The how of that hand is what we don't know. And it is not like our own, because he has told us that laysa kamithlihi shay'un. Nothing is like him. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Nothing resembles him. So we say he has a hand, or he has two hands, but we don't know how this hand is, or how it looks. He that knows, no creature has seen his hand. So anybody who wants to tell us this is how the hand is, he must have seen him, or that Allah told him this is how my hand is, but he didn't tell anybody that, subhanAllah. So we affirm and stand by just what he said. I have hands, he has hands, subhanAllah. And it is with these two hands Allah created Adam, by way of honoring Adam, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made Adam. So these points that Al-Imam Al-Muzani has raised, that ثُمَّ خَلَقَ آدَمَ بِيَدِهِ, afterwards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam with his two hands, is also evidence that the theory of Darwinism, that mankind evolved from monkeys, is false. Makes us understand that it's because it says خَلَقَ آدَم. And in the hadith it says, Anta Abu al-Bashar, you are the forefather of all human beings. So that is evidence that all human beings came from Adam. In fact, in another hadith, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Kullukum min Adam, wa Adamu min Turab. All of you came from Adam, and Adam came from the earth, from soil. So this is evidence that human beings were created by Allah. We did not evolve. We were not monkeys, then becoming something else, because there have been Muslim people like Muhammad Abdul al-Misri, he believed things like this. And I learned recently that somebody has a PhD thesis on all these nonsense. It is clear that Allah created Adam alayhi salam. He says, Ya ayyuhanna, اتقوا الله الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة. Fear Allah who has created all of you from one single soul. This single soul is the soul of who? Adam. وجعل منها وخلق منها زوجة. He made from Adam عليه السلام his wife. وبث منهما. And from these two people. It's so clear. رجالا كثيرا ونساء. From these two, he created men, kathiran, a lot of men. Likewise, a lot of women. So we got this path to the surface of the earth from one man, Adam. From him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created his wife, Hawa. And from the two of them, the entirety of mankind got spread on the surface of the earth. But this Adam, khalaqahu, بيده. الإمام المزني سيد رحمه الله ثم خلق آدم بيده. الله سبحانه وتعالى created Adam عليه السلام with his hands by way of honoring Adam عليه السلام. The Prophet Muhammad عليه السلام he said خلق آدم من قبضة قبض الله من جميع الأرض. خلق الله آدم من قبضة قبضها الله من جميع الأرض. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam from a collection of earth that he made from all over the earth. One collection of earth from all over the earth. So he mixed it together subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then with some water subhanahu wa ta'ala. With his two hands, Allahu Akbar. Allah made Adam with his two hands. The sand was collected from different parts of the earth. Let's continue with this hadith. The Prophet said alayhi salam, خَلَقَ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْضَةٍ قَبَضَهَا اللَّهُ قَبَضَهَا مِنْ جَمِيعِ الْأَرْضِ. He said subhanahu alayhi salatu wa salam, فَجَاءَ بَنُوا آدَمْ عَلَى قَدْرِ الْأَرْضِ. So the children, the descendants of Adam came, they descended just like the earth. He said alayhi salatu wa salam, جَاءَ مِنْهُمُ الْأَبْيَضِ. There are some of them that are white. And from the earth, from the soil of the earth, some of it are what? White. There is quartzite. Quartzite is usually basically white. It's part of the earth. There is also white sand. The Bini sands in Nigeria are completely white. So he said, alayhi salatu wa salam, minhum al-abyad. Some of them are white. Wal-ahmar. Some of them are red. Wal-aswad. Some of them are dark. There are eggs. The thick, very, very productive soil for agriculture is usually looking very dark, cool? Because of its richness in minerals, in constituents. From all of this, from red, from dark, from white, Allah collected from the earth. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says, وَبَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. And other colors around that. The Prophet said, alayhi salam, it says, وَالْخَبِيثُ وَالْطَيْبُ. Likewise, as we have different colors, that is also how we have different character. We have al-khabith, useless idiot. Wat-tayyib, we have nice, good people too. All of them amongst Banu Adam. It says, wastahalu wal-hazanu. We also have people, linul janib, easy to deal with. Wal-hazan, people that it is difficult to deal with them. It says, wabayna dhalik. We also have people around that. The reason why we have different colors of human beings. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. Like in this, جَعَلْنَا, we made you come from the fact that the earth from where we were created, we are a mixture. White, red, different color with water. And then he mixed it. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. With which he molded Adam alayhi salam. He says, سَوَّيْتُهُ. I molded it. In, I think, Ahraf, he says, sawarnakum. We molded you. Allah molded Adam alayhi salam. Allah molded. I think this is the correct word we will use. Mold. He collected the sand. He mixed it together, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He added water to it. So it became something that could merge. Like steam. This is from where the issue of steam came in. Mean steam. It became like mud, clay, that could come together. Then he molded Adam alayhi salam. And he did all of this ba'da salatil asri yawm al-jum'ati. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was created after salatul asr on the day of Jum'ah. The Prophet said to alayhi salatu wa salam in many hadith, it was also on the day of Jum'ah that he placed him inside al-jannah. It was also on a day of Jum'ah that he exited him from al-Jannah. We'll come back to that. Alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. Adam alayhi salam. Our forefather. Alayhi salatu wa salam. The Prophet said alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah collected it. So Allah molded Adam alayhi salam. In another hadith, he said alayhi salatu wa salam, He says, Tarakahu ma shaa Allah. Allah left Adam alayhi salam. After molding him, he left him. It was dry, it was strong. Such that if you heat it like this, it will give a sound. This is the issue of solsalin. Min hama il matlun. Solsal, because the clay after being molded and left became dry and thick. So when you heat it, it will give solsal. It will give a sound. All those things we are describing the various stages of the creation of Adam Ali. And Allah created him, like he said alayhi salatu wasalam in the hadith of Abu Hurairah muttafaqun alayhi. Allah said, the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, khalaqallahu Adam ala suratihi. Allah created Adam ala suratihi, ala surati Adam. It was not like our own creation where it was afwara. وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَفْوَارًا. Our own creation was afwara, stage after stage. But the khalq of Adam alayhi salam, فَوَّرَهُ فَخَلَقَهُ عَلَى سُورَتِهِ. The way you see Adam, that is the way Allah created him. He did not grow. He said, that's why he explained for the alayhi salatu wasalam, وَطُولُهُ سِتُونَ ذِرَاعًا. The height of Adam was 60 arms length when Allah molded him on the ground. From your elbow to the tip of your middle finger is one zirah. The tip of the middle finger to your elbow is one zirah. 60 up, that is the height of Adam alayhi. And in some riwayat it says, وَعَرْضُهُ, and his width was 9 zirah. So how will Adam look, Alex? Magnificent. 60 arms length. Measure it and see. And measure how huge, wide he will be. Alayhi salat. So Allah left him inside Al-Jannah, laid on the ground, not having life in him. So the Prophet said, alayhi salat, Tarakahu ma shaa Allahu an yatrukahu. Allah left him for as long as he wanted to leave him. فَجَعَلَ إِبْلِيسُ يُتِيفُ بِهِ يَنْظُرُ مَا هُوَ. So Iblis started walking around. يُتِيفُ بِهِ, going around him. يَنْظُرُ مَا هَذَا. Iblis was going around watching. What is this? What is this that Allah has? What is here? He says, فَلَمَّا رَآهُ أَجْوَفَ. When he noted that Adam had a vacuum inside him, you know, from our mouth we have a nasal passage, Abi. We also have the alimentary canal. All those things are gaps, vacuums inside us. We also have a womb, Abi, down us. When Iblis noted that we are like that, عرف أنه خلق خلقا لا يتمالك. The Prophet said عليه السلام, Iblis realized that Adam, this creature on this ground, has been made in such a way, خلقا لا يتمالك, لا يتحفظ من شهواته. He will not hold back from his shahwa. This one that has space inside him like this, he will not be able to hold back his desire. Love. He will not be able to hold back from it. That hadith is a hadith of Anas ibn Malik, it's in Sahih Muslim. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, when our forefather was on the ground before life came into him, Iblis was going around to see what is this that is happening. May Allah protect us. So Adam alayhi salatu was salam, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abu Abbas, he said, وَإِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ آدَمُ لِأَنَّهُ خُلِقَ مِنْ أَدِيمِ الْأَرْضِ. Adam alayhi salam was named Adam لِأَنَّهُ خُلِقَ مِنْ أَدِيمِ الْأَرْضِ, because he was created from material collected from the surface of the earth. خُلِقَ مِنْ أَدِيمِ الْأَرْضِ فَسُمِّيَ آدَمُ. خُلِقَ مِنْ أَدِيمِ الْأَرْضِ فَسُمِّيَ. That is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. And it is authentic, inshallah, according to the scholars of hadith. that was Adam alayhi salatu. So Allah made him 60 cubits, 60 arms length in his height, and his size is wide. I'm aware that some of the scholars, rahimahumullah, like Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, and others explain that خلق الله آدم على صورته وطوله 60 ذراعا means that Allah created Adam. خلق الله آدم على صورته. Allah created Adam in his own surah that he made. The scholars have varied about the explanation of that hadith. We know it that Allah created Adam in his own image. In Adam's own image. His image refers to Adam alayhi salam. And that's also the position of many of the scholars amongst the salaf. Like Al-Imam Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah, Abu Ishaq. Like Al-Imam Al-Baghawi rahimahullah. Like Al-Imam Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar, Al-Imam Badruddin Al-Aini. I'm mentioning this because what is common is that some of the people think the other opinion is the most correct. But inshallah, this is the correct position as we have mentioned from those scholars. Rahimahumullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a similitude of Adam's creation. It says, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمَ. What happened to Adam? خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Allah created him from the sand, from earth, from soil. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ. See the time? So after he molded him, he left him there. So that's why he says, ثُمَّ دِيَارَهُ. قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيْهُ. This calling to him, كُنْ and كَانَ آدَمُ is نَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. The ruh that Allah created, he put it in Adam. Allah created Adam's life. So that the people do not think that it's from the hayat of Allah that he gave Adam. If it were the case, Adam will live forever. Because Allah is al-hayy, the one who is absolutely alive. But Adam has break in his life. He died, he slept. It was in his sleep that his wife was created from him. So Allah did not beat his own life, subhanahu wa ta'ala, into Adam. The life he created for Adam, suitable for Adam. So that was what he commanded should go into Adam alayhi salam. That was what came into Adam alayhi salam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the life got to the head of Adam alayhi salatu, atafa, faqala alhamdulillah. Adam sneezed. When the life came into him, reached his head, Adam alayhi salam sneezed. And he said what? Alhamdulillah. So the last amongst the prophets of Allah, amongst the descendants of Adam, came and taught us the sunnah of sneezing. Because when Adam sneezed, قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. Allah said to Adam alayhi salam, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. This also contained in an authentic hadith reported by Al-Imam Ibn Hibban, also Al-Imam Al-Bazzar, in his Al-Musnad collected hadith. It's from the hadith of Anas ibn Malik. The ulama said the hadith is authentic. When the life got to Adam in his head, he sneezed. When he sneezed, he said what? Alhamdulillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, Ya Hamuka, my mercy be upon you. So the Messenger came alayhi salatu wasalam and told us, taught us, when we sneeze, we say what? Alhamdulillah. And whoever hears that Alhamdulillah will say what? Yarhamukallah. And the one who sneezes will say what to him? Yahadikumullah. So this is from the sunan of our Prophet Adam alayhi. So Al-Imam al-Muzani said, Rahimahullah, Summa khalaqa Adama biyadi. خلق الله آدم بيده وأسكنه جنته قبل ذلك. Before we go to أسكنه جنته, there were events. From that was that the Malaika, Allah had told them when they asked. Ulama say when they were saying that أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك دماء. It's not Allah al-i'tirad that they were trying to refute Allah. What kind of thing do you want to do, La? Istighfar. Wal isti'lam. They were asking to know, we glorify you, so what do you want to do with this creature again? So it was not as if they were arguing with Allah. Why do you want to say no? They were asking. So Allah wants to say to them, He wants to teach them, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamu. It says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah taught Adam everything, the name of everything. Some amongst the ulama say every language. There is not a language that Allah did not teach Adam alayhi. And there is not the name of anything except that Adam knew it alayhi salam. So if Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had lived our time, if you ask him what is it, he will tell you everything. Because allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha. Allah taught him the name of everything. Kullaha is the evidence that it was everything. So any person who wants to say it is not everything now must bring evidence. Yes, tudammir kulla shay'in bi amri rabbiha. Fa'asbahu la yura illa masakinuhu. This is evidence that kulla shay'in means there that some things we are not destroyed. So if you say kullaha does not mean kullaha, you must bring evidence. Dalilul istithna. A proof that shows that there was an exception. So if there is no such proof, people like Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi says no such proof occurs. Allama Adam al-Asma'a kullaha. Allah taught Adam alayhi salam the name of all things. Summa aradahum ala al-malaika. So he presented those things before the malaika. فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَا أُولَٰئِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. So tell me the name of this thing, if you are truthful. What did they say? قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَكَ. We don't know our Lord. سُبْحَانَكَ. Oh Allah, you are free from all imperfection. This is the meaning of Subhanallah. Subhanallah means Allah is the one that is free from what? All imperfection. La ilma lana. We don't have knowledge except ma allamtana, what you teach us. Innaka anta al-alim al-hakim. You are the one that is al-alim, the knower of all things. Al-hakim, the most wise. So what did Allah do? Allah invited Adam alayhi salam. Ambi'hum bi'asma'i. Tell them the name of those things. You, that you have knowledge. Tell them. Falamma ambahum bi'asma'i. When Allah made Adam to say to the malaika the names of those things he had known, qala alam aqul lakum inni a'lamu ghaiba as-samawati wal ard wa a'lamu ma tubduna wa ma kuntum taktumun. Did I not tell you that I have greater knowledge than you? The knowledge of things that are hidden. Ma tubdun, what you show, wa ma kuntum taktumun, and what you didn't show. I know everything, I know all things. See Adam now, he's more knowledgeable than you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the malaika. What did he say? Usjudu li Adam. Bow down to Adam. Ala babi takrim wa ta'zim. Bow down to Adam. Usjudu li Adam. Wa izkulna lil malaika tisjudu li Adam. Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah, he said some of the scholars explained that this sujood was meant for Allah subhanahu. But they were only facing the direction of Adam alayhi. Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi said the sajda was made for Allah subhanahu. But they were facing the direction of Adam. Like we face the direction of Qibla. But the sajda is for who? For Allah subhanahu. It's one of the ways the scholars have explained that part. While others have actually said that it was allowed. What is ibadah? What Allah allows? What Allah commands? So Allah commands that they should bow down to Adam, Samina wa Atana.
And in our own Sharia, he has prohibited that bowing should be made to anybody except him, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لماذا الناس لا يسمعون ولا يطيعون؟
The ulama even say this was allowed in the previous Sharia, up to the time of the Prophet Muhammad. That was why you find such bowing allowed for Yusuf's brothers and Yusuf alayhi. It was part of the Allah that it was allowed previously. But in the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu
وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحْدًا.
Sajda is not meant for any other person. And his Sharia is meant to last till the day of Qiyam. So it goes to abrogate whatever has come before it. So Allah made them to bow. إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ.
Except Iblis.
The question is, was he a malak amongst the malaika? Was Iblis one of the malaika?
The correct position, ikhwah, is that Iblis was not amongst the malaika. He used to be in their gathering amongst them, but in his nature he was not. Because Allah told us in Al-Kahf, it says, وَكَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. His own creature, his own nature was that he was made from. He was made from fire. So he was amongst the jinn. Iblis was amongst the jinn. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. He says, فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. But that's not the point. The point here is that Iblis was what? A jinn. He was not a malak. Because خُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَ مِنْ مَذَا؟ مِنْ نُورٍ. The malaika were created from light. But the jinns were created from now, from fire. He himself said it. أَعَفْدُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ فِينَا خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينَ. You created me from fire, but you created this one from clay. So, but the malaika we are created from what? From what? From light. So he was not a malaika. He was not a malak, even though he was always in the company of the malaika. That goes to make us understand that what the Christians say that Iblis was an angel who fell is not correct. He was not an angel at all. He was a jinn that Allah honored with the companionship of who? Malaika. So, but because he was with them, the command did not need to say, Usjudu antumul malaika wa Adam. Bow down, you malaika, and then Adam, bow. Now, he did not need to say that because he was in their company. So he did not need a special command for him to bow. But Iblis refused to bow down to Adam. In thought, like we read at the beginning, Allah says, Ya Iblis, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيَّ. What prevented you from bowing down to what I have created with my hands? أَسْتَكْبَرْتَ. Are you being arrogant? أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْعَالِينَ. Or you are being pompous? Something must be wrong with you. What response did he give? أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ. Iblis said, I am better than him. Ulama say, Iblis made al-qiyas al-baqil, or al-qiyas fi ma'arad al-nafs. For you to make deduction, yes, it is somebody that is better than one person. The other one that is of a less category should bow down to the one that is of a higher category. So it means we have to establish two things. The first thing is that, who told Iblis that fire is better than clay? Because in his thinking, warped thinking, he thought that because he was made from fire, and fire burns clay, fire burns the soil, and Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya, rahimahullah, and after him, Al-Imam Muhammad al-Amin al-Shinkiti, in his book, Adwa'ul Bayan fi Idhah al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an,
He said Iblis was so wrong. He gave 20 reasons why the soil is better than fire. Soil. One of the reasons, Ikhwa, let me tell you. There are a lot of nutrients in the soil. When you plant, the soil helps your plants to germinate. Is it not? What benefit is in the fire except that it destroys something? Fire. It does not have any benefit that it destroys. But soil brings benefit. When you put something into it, it germinates and gives you a product. Iblis was wrong. But the worst of his being wrong was that he was giving analogy when the text was available. Al-qiyasu fi ma'radin nafs. There's nafs, there's hadith, there's statement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usjudu li Adam. And that's why, ikhwa, let's take note. It is common now. When we are told that Allah hates a thing, we will say, but it should not be wrong now. We start trying to idealize and theorize. It was the same thing Iblis did. Once text occurs for that matter, it's over. So Allah says, bow down. You say, but I'm better. So you want to make here, you want to inform Allah that you are better? Or what? Allah says, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. Get away from here. Go away from here. فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. You are accursed. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعْنَتِي إِلَى يَوْمِ. And my wrath will be on you till the day of recompense. So this was the case between Adam alayhi salam and Iblis. From here, Iblis began to hate and feel jealousy for who? For Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran. Allah said to Adam and his wife, Inna hadha aduun laka wa li zawjika. Fala yukhrijannakuma min al-jannati fatashqa. Allah says, Inna hadha, this shaitan, aduun laka wa li zawjika, is your enemy and the enemy of your wife. So don't follow him. Allah yukhrijannaka min al-jannah. Such that he does not throw you away from al-jannah. If it allow him to throw you away from al-jannah, tash, you would have gone astray. So Allah warned Adam alayhi salam about who he is. And that's why, even at that, Iblis was ready for a battle with Adam alayhi. Allah told us that in the Quran, in many places in the Quran. But we just want to be sequential. It was after this point that Allah created Hawa from Adam. After he refused to bow down and Allah cursed him, Allah created Hawa. And before he made the two of them to go into Al-Jannah, he gave them this instruction regarding who we believe. So be careful. Even we, what did he say, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Inna shaytana lakum aduun fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Inna ma yad'u hizbahu liyakunu min ashabis sa'id. Inna shaytana lakum aduun. Certainly, shaytan is your enemy. Fattakhidhuhu aduwa. So make sure you understand that this is your enemy. Take him as an enemy. So when you have an enemy, you are careful. There's a question we can ask. Why did Allah, why is Iblis an enemy to Adam? From the side of Iblis, is an enemy to Adam because Iblis, Adam achieved what he could not achieve. So he began to have jealousy for Adam. It means jealousy can lead anybody to anything. A person jealous of you can kill you. Kill. There is an author in Al-Adab al-Mufrad of Al-Imam al-Bukhari, the author of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Abu al-Abbas. A man said, Khatabtum ra'atan. I propose to marry a lady.
Farasadat. So she refused. So another man came and made the khitbah to her. فَكَتَبْتُ هَا رَجْلٌ آخَرٌ. Another man came and proposed her. فَجِيرْتُ عَلَيْهَا فَقَتَلْتُهُ. The man felt jealousy over the lady. I pursue and pursue him. I know get him. You can't get him. فَقَتَلْتُهُ. So he killed the man. So that is to the extent that jealousy can be. But from the angle of what Allah has created, from the hikmah of having shaitan, is that we have to struggle more. We make more ibadah. We be more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are in a school where there's no competition, you are not likely to do well, like somebody who is in a school where the competition is stiff. So if you don't have enemy, you just walk on the street carefully. If they say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you will not remember that shaitan is waiting for you to make you not to go. So you quickly prepare and go. Otherwise, you may not have even gone if you know that no, shaitan is disturbing you. But when you are aware that shaitan is disturbing you, you will not relax. Al-Imam Ibn Jawzi, Abdurrahman, in his book, Talbis Iblis, he brought an asar from Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri. He said, someone asked him once, Ayanamu shaitan? Does shaitan sleep? Does he rest? Says, لَوْ نَامَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَسْتَ رَحْنَا. If it were possible that shaitan slept, we would have done what? We will relax. So if your relaxation may not make us be serious about ibadah, if you are sleeping in the morning, you hear as-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. If you don't think about shaitan, that this man has, this creature, shaitan has come again, you may say, let me relax. And you wake up at 9:30 for salatu khayrun. So there is hikmah in that. This is what we can understand from the hikam. There are others that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best why he made Iblis. So Al-Imam Al-Muzani said, Rahimahullah, ثم خلق آدم بيده وأسكنه جنة. So after warning Adam alayhi salatu wa salam about Iblis, أسكنه جنة. Allah now told him, I go and live inside Al-Jannah. Ya Adam, uskun anta wa zawjuka Al-Jannah wa kula minha ragadan haythu shi'ta. Ya Adam, uskun anta. Go and recite. Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah. He said, uskun anta is evidence that Adam is not meant to stay inside Al-Jannah forever. Hey. He said, because it is sukna, you are just living there like a hostess. Let me just live here. It does not belong to him. So that is like telling him indirectly that stay there for a while. Like you entertain your visitor and say, okay, you can stay here. If a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, the man does not go, you start looking for a lawyer to give him a quick look. So uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah, ulama say, is also having some pointers indirectly to Adam alayhi salam that beware, this is not your home. So he said, stay there, yourself and your wife. So wakula, the two of you, kula, eat, kul, from ya'kulan. You know, when you remove the ya' of mudari', you remove the noon because of sigatul amr. So, it says, وَكُلَا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. Eat from it, حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا, wherever you like. وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا, freely, حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا, as you wish. So that was the kind of benefit that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam enjoyed inside Al-Jannah. اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ أَلْجَنَّةِ. There is magana amongst some of the scholars regarding Al-Jannah. His uskun anta wa zawjuka Al-Jannah. What is this Al-Jannah that Allah is? The Mu'tazila and the Qadariya, according to Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi and others like Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyya in Miftah Dar al-Su'ada, they have this opinion that Al-Jannah is on this earth. Al-Jannah, where Allah told Adam, go and leave, is on this earth. And that Adam, Allah created him from the very beginning on this earth. Because Allah told the Malaika, inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. So the creation of Adam, all those things, all took place where? On the earth here. But this is a wrong opinion. They have what they say. Part of what they say is that Allah described Al-Jannah as Darul Khuld, a place where you reside forever. وَلَمْ يَخْلُدْ أَدَمُ فِيهَا. And Adam did not stay inside forever. So if it is the same Al-Jannah, or if that little mustaqeen, that we are going to come to on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah make us from the people of Al-Jannah, if it is that Jannah where Adam entered in the beginning, he will not come out. Because it is Darul Khuld, Na'imul Muqim, an enjoyment that lasts forever. So Adam will not come out. So the fact that Adam came out is evidence that it is not that Al-Jannah. They brought other verses of the Quran to say that it is not Al-Jannah. Some of them even say that that Jannah is in Eden. Because Allah says Jannah to Adnin, say it is Eden. You know Eden in Yemen? E-D-E-N. One of those who said that is Abdullah al-Ilal. What's his name? Adam al-Ilal. That's opinion. Not the son, the father himself, who has died. That is his view. He has a view that the Jannah is on this earth. I heard it in an audio that he made. But it's a wrong opinion. The opinion of the Mu'tazila and the Qadariya. As for the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, one of what they say, let's say, they said when Iblis came to deceive our forefather Adam, we are coming back to that. Because Al-Imam al-Muzani mentioned it. وَنَهَاهُ عَنْ شَجَرَةٍ قَدْ نَفَضَ قَضَاؤُهُ عَلَيْهِ لِأَكْلِهَا. So we are coming back to this issue. So they say, if it were true that it is Al-Jannah, didn't or shouldn't Adam know that any person who enters Al-Jannah will live forever? You say yes. Because Allama Adam al-Asma'a Billah. So you should know that anybody who comes into Al-Jannah will live in forever. So why was it that when Iblis told him, Hal adulluka ala shajaratil khuldi wa mulkin la yabla, should I guide you to shajaratil khuld, a tree which where when you eat it, you live forever. Why will Adam eat it if he is in Al-Jannah? You should know that any person who is in Al-Jannah will live forever. And things like this. And Imam al-Qurtubi mentioned it in his tafsir. Go back to it. Ibn Qayyim mentioned it in Misbah Darsa. In fact, in over 45 pages, Ibn Qayyim discussed this matter in Misbah. So the correct view is the view of the people of Sunnah. That Al-Jannah that Adam lived is Al-Jannah we will go back to. May Allah make us among the people of Al-Jannah. They gave evidence. The first evidence they gave is the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman. That on the day of Qiyamah, after Allah has judged the people of Al-Jannah, they go to Al-Jannah. And they pass the Qantara. You know, a Qantara is a small bridge. It is from across this bridge, all the hatred amongst two Muslims, jealousy, little defects amongst Muslims, individual, Allah will remove it from their hearts before they get into Al-Jannah. So after all that, they are at the gate of Al-Jannah. The gate will not be opened. So the people will go to Adam alayhi salam. They will say, the Prophet said alayhi salatu, يجمع الله تبارك وتعالى الناقة. الله تبارك وتعالى will gather the people. فيقوم المؤمنون حتى تزلف لهم الجنة. The Muslims will stand, and when the Al-Jannah is brought near them, when they get close to getting into Al-Jannah,
فَيَأْتُونَ آدَمَ. So they will go to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam fayakulun, and they will say to him, Ya Abana, O our father, istaftih lana al-jannah. Which jannah is that? Ya Abana, istaftih lana al-jannah. O our father, ask permission for us that this jannah should be opened for us. Which jannah is that? The Jannah for Muttaqun. Go. Let's hear the response of Adam alayhi salam. This is Fayaqul. Adam alayhi salam will say, Hal akharajakum min al-jannati illa khati'atu abikum? Did anything take you away from this Jannah except the sin of your father? They are in front of al-Jannah. Ya Abana, istaftih lana al-Jannah. He will say, what brought you out of this Jannah in the first place? Is it not my sin? Which Jannah is he talking about? Jannah in Eden. He's talking about the Jannah they want to go into. Darul Khuld. Darul Mukim. Darul Iqama. What about, why did he then go out of it in the first place? And then we say it is Darul Naim Mukim. Naim Mukim. Is a place for an everlasting enjoyment. Ulama al-Imam al-Qurtubi said, rahimahullah, the everlasting enjoyment is meant for those who come back to it. When he says, lahum fiha na'imu mukim, lahum fiha darul khuld. All of these statements Allah described about al-Jannah, it is regarding when we come back to al-Jannah. It is not talking about the time that Adam was there. But from the time that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came to the surface of the earth, any person who will go back to Al-Jannah, those are the things that he will enjoy. The second hadith they gave is the hadith of Musa alayhi salam. Nabi Musa challenged Adam alayhi salam. Say you, Allah created you with his hand. And you committed a sin, you made him to remove us from Al-Jannah. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will say, أخرجتنا من الجنة فأهبطت الناس بخطيئتك إلى الأرض. You got us out of Al-Jannah. Is it Al-Jannah in Eden? It's not Al-Jannah in Eden. أخرجتنا من الجنة. You got us out of Al-Jannah. Which Al-Jannah, if that Jannah is on the earth, Musa alayhi salam will not go down. But because it is that Jannah or Eid that will the Ahli Taqwa, that is the reason why that response came from Nabi Musa alayhi salam. They also explained that that statement of Allah that Uskun Anta wa Zawjukal Jannah, with this ma'arifa of Alif wa Lam, no Jannah is known except the Jannah that Allah promised. And thereafter, Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi quoted Al-Imam Abu al-Hassan ibn al-Battal, I think ibn al-Battal al-Maghribi, the author of Isharh on Sahih Bukhari, he said, قَدْ حَكَى بَعْضُ الْمَشَايِخ. Some of the scholars, or one of the scholars, say that أَنَّ أَهْلَ السُنَّةِ, that the people of Sunnah, مُجْمِعُونَ عَلَى أَنَّ جَنَّةَ الْخُلْدِ, they are agreed that Jannatul Khuld, the Jannah that will remain forever, hiya allati uhbita minha Adamu alayhi salam. It is that Al-Jannah from where Adam alayhi salam was revealed. He said the people of the Sunnah are agreed upon that. The people of the Sunnah are agreed upon that. Although Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned a few amongst the scholars. The one I saw, he mentioned two of them. Like Al-Imam Munzir ibn Sa'id al-Balluti is one of the greatest scholars of fiqh that ever lived in Andalusia. And then he mentioned Ibn Qutayba al-Dinnawri. These two people were great scholars among the scholars of Sunnah. And they had that opinion that we mentioned. So the ulama say the khilaf of those people is not considered. That they differed, those two people had that view, doesn't matter. Those who statements mattered in the matters of consensus like this
I agree that Al-Jannah from where Adam came out is still the Al-Jannah we are struggling to go back to. May Allah make us from the people of Al-Jannah. So we go back to the statement of Al-Imam Al-Muzani rahimahullah. فَثُمَّ خَلَقَ آدَمَ بِيَدِهِ وَأَسْكَنَهُ جَنَّتَهُ إِذْ وَقَبْلَ ذَلِكَ لِلْأَرْضِ خَلَقَهُ. Before he placed him inside Al-Jannah, the basic place Allah created Adam to live is where the original place is created for. He said, Rahimahullah, وَقَبْلَ ذَلِكَ لِلْأَرْضِ خَلَقَهُ. This lam, lamu, intiha'ul gharb, the end result, al-gaya, lil-ardi, that is where he will end up at the end of the day, khalaqahu. So that is the meaning of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inni ja'ilun fil-ardi khalili. He said, I'm going to place on the surface of the earth, ja'ilun fil-ardi. You know, this statement, Ja'ilun, lil mustaqbal, I will make on the surface of the earth. So does it mean the time that he was making it was on the surface of the earth? If we have other proof, and we have, that indicated that he did not make him to go to the surface of the earth immediately, then we believe that he did not make him to go immediately. He thinks he will still go there. But this is not evidence that Adam was created from the very beginning on the surface of the earth. So وَأَفْكَنَهُ جَنَّةً. Allah made Adam to stay in his Al-Jannah. وَقَبْلَ ذَلِكَ لِلْأَرْضِ خَلَقَهُ. Originally, even before he's going into Al-Jannah, لِلْأَرْضِ خَلَقَهُ. He created him so that at the end of the day, he will come and live on the surface of the earth. That is the place for Adam alayhi. That's why in that verse in Surah An-Nisa, Ya ayyuha an-nas ittaqoo rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa bassa minhuma ayna bassahuma ala al-ard. Bassu means he spread them. Bassa, he spread them from the two of them. Rijalan kathiran wa nisaa. So that is the actual place where they are created from. So that was why Imam al-Muzani said, وَقَبْلَ ذَلِكَ لِلْأَرْضِ خَلَقَهُ خَلَقَ آدَمَ أَصْلًا لِلْأَرْضِ. He created Adam originally for him to come and live on the surface of the earth. He said, وَنَهَاهُ عَنْ شَجَرَةٍ قَدْ نَفَذَ قَضَاؤُهُ عَلَيْهِ لِأَكْلِهَا. We have already exceeded our time by 7 minutes. I would like us to stop here. Because it's completely different issues now. We want to talk about Adam's Qadr now. How did we know that it was his Qadr? Because it happened. And then Allah told us about it. Because Qadr is from God, we don't know. Unless Allah tells us, I had destined so and so. Allah forbade Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from the tree. And it was from his Qadr that he will eat it. Allah knew that he will eat it. It was already written before Adam was created that he will eat it. And it was from the Mashi'ah of Allah that he ate it, Al-Kawniyah. And it is from his Mashi'ah, Shar'iyah, that he must not eat it. And his eating it is a khalq of Allah. So we connect the issues back to the Masail of Qadr that we had discussed. Go. We come back to the four levels of Al-Qadr. Go. Let's go back to those classes on Qadr before the next class. Inshallah, it will help us to explain the points that follow. Inshallah. Because from the attributes of Adam was that after he ate the tree, he sinned. It was not an excuse for him not to seek for forgiveness. Today, people use the same qadr as excuse not to ask for forgiveness. So instead of being like their forefather Adam, they become like who? Iblis. Iblis was quoting Qadam. First dina agwaita. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. But Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, what did he say? ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. So someone who sins should say ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Musa said to alayhi salatu in Qasr. Yunus said to alayhi salatu wa salam, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Musa said, رَبِّي إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي فَاغْفِرْ لِي. Oh my Lord, I think when he hit somebody from amongst the children of Israel, from the cup, and the person fell on the ground and died. He zalamt nafsi, faghfir li. Allah forgave him. Adam said, zalamna anfusana. Yunus said, wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna. That was Adam. Yunus said, La ilaha illa anta. Subhanaka. Inni kuntu min al-zalim. So he acknowledged his illness, his frailty, and sought forgiveness. People today, they acknowledge that they failed, they fell into a sin, and they use it as evidence to commit more sins. That is shaitan. What's shaitaniya? Shaitan agreed that he failed, but he now said, okay, I will do more. That's why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, in his book Al-Iman, he said, any person who uses Qadar to commit sin is behaving like shaitan. And the one who uses Qadar to ask for forgiveness is behaving like who? And we must also understand, Al-Imam ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, from the point of benefit he brought from the story of Adam going out of Al-Jannah, we come back to it. It was just a sin Adam made. One sin. How many do you make? And you say, oh, Allah will forgive. Allah will forgive. The one that he made with his hand, he threw him out of Al-Jannah. One sin. Today people trivialize sin. Say, not the only one. Just this one. I will seek for forgiveness. It's between me and Allah, so don't worry. As if he has an assurance from Allah that he will not be asked about it. One thing, Adam. Don't eat, he ate. How many don'ts of Allah have people violated? And are still planning to violate? Yes. May Allah protect us. May Allah make us good children of Adam. Because we still read, there are some of them that what is destined for them, what is written from the knowledge of Allah for them is shakawa, wretchedness, and failure. And that is for the one who chooses failure. May Almighty Allah protect us from failure. We have to be like our forefather Adam. It is not falling down that is the problem. When you fall down, you come up again. So we come back to this story. Now Adam is inside Al-Jannah. We come back to the issue of how what happened between himself and Iblis and how he got out of Al-Jannah. And some of the points that Al-Imam al-Muzani raised about that. So we go back to the point for today. He said, ثُمَّ خَلَقُ آدَمَ بِيَدِهِ وَأَسْكَنَهُ جَنَّةً وَقَبْلَ ذَلِكَ لِلْأَرْضِ خَلَقُ. We continue from there, inshallah. In our next class. May Allah make it easy for us. I mean, I just came across, when we started this book, Sharh Sunnah by Imam al-Muzani, I informed us about some of the books of Sharh that the scholars have made about it. I also told us, those of them who had given the Sharh in audio that are available. So I just came across this Sharh today by Sheikh Ubaid ibn Abdullah al-Jabiri. I've not looked at it at all, but the Sheikh is from the elder and well-grounded scholars in our time. We are sure, inshallah, it will be full of benefits. So if we find it, let's make it available for ourselves. The Sharh of Al-Imam Ubaid ibn Abdullah al-Jabri on the book Sharh al-Sunnah al-Imam al-Muzani. السلام عليكم. Zakul Akhiran. Please, what is the penalty? Or what will someone who swears with Allah on falsehood do for rectification? This is not an issue of directly. They are from the things that the scholars consider from among the minor shirks. To swear with Allah while lying, from the aspect of ash-shirkul asghar, it's a very big thing. When we say asghar, don't think that it is small. Shirkul asghar is from the worst of things. Just close to somebody living Islam. It's a very big thing. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud has a statement about swearing with Allah. I will never do it. Swearing with Allah on falsehood. Making Allah a witness over a fault. The shameful practice. But regarding penalty, what will the person do? Like when he vows to do something. I have not seen any person, to my knowledge, connecting swearing upon falsehood, connecting it to the issues of al-yamin wal-nadhr, that is, issues of swearing and making oaths. I think there are different issues. This is a major thing. But what will the person do? Do a lot of good deeds, because al-hasanat yuzhibna sayyi'at. Allahu a'lam. Naam. Okay, still sitting. Is it allowed for a Muslim woman who veils her face to unveil to a Christian woman? Some of the scholars say it is not allowed. But some others say it is allowed. The point of difference is a phrase in Surah An-Nur. أو نسائهن. So this issue, this نسائهن, does it mean نسائهن, women like themselves? Themselves in what aspect? In the aspect of iman or in the aspect of being women? If it is in the aspect of being women like themselves, then any woman can see them. If it is from the aspect of being women, Muslim women, then it cuts off the non-Muslim women. So, our nisa ihinna, this idafa of the women back to them, what does it refer to? So, Allahu alam, it appears as the verse apparently shows that nisa is nisa. Women, women. Not necessarily Muslim women or non-Muslim. There is a hadith about azabul qabr, that a Yahudiya went into the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. In that hadith, it was not mentioned that when Aisha saw her, she quickly covered herself. She went inside Aisha's apartment to tell her that it's azabul qabr. And when the Prophet came, she told him alayhi salatu wasalam, and he affirmed it. The point of reference in that hadith is that the woman went inside the apartment of Aisha radiallahu anha. Nevertheless, if you know that it's a Christian woman that will be describing you, Muslim women too do it. So it's not restricted to Christian women. Any woman that you know, when she sees you, she will go and tell people, men, about you. Disconnect her, don't make her see you. Don't make her see you. So, but that's not restricted to the Christians alone. There are weak-minded Muslim women too. They'll go back and say, oh, Sebarele Haye, ha 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 ha. So these kind of people are weak-minded, some sick in their heart. Fi qulubihim marad. May Allah protect us. Is it allowed for a woman to seek divorce when her husband has turned into a mushrik? It's not an issue of seeking divorce. The marriage breaks down. It is fuck. The separation will occur, spontaneously. Just pack your load and go to your father's house. And that is the reason why it is better that women
are patient to be married out by their parents, because you never can tell what will happen in your father's house, in your husband's house. If you are not, if it is quarrel and boxing, you left home, it may not be easy to go back. You know what I'm saying? You can't go to the devil and the deep blue sea. So, but still, the man becomes prohibited for him to touch you. Just put on your veil and get disconnected. Nevertheless, people don't just become mushrikun by the day. A Muslim does not just, today is a Muslim, tomorrow he does become non-Muslim. It doesn't usually occur like that. What is common is that gradually you'll be seeing things in him that you had been tolerating. You had not invited people to talk to him. Your parents, you did not call them in. Your father, your brother, your ustaz, whomever, say, oh, this man has started social deviant practices. You were keeping quiet. So the day he started a shirk, major shirk, that takes the person out of Islam, it's not the day he started things of deviance or deviation. So as soon as you begin to notice deviation in people, quickly let people know. And you too should make efforts too. May Allah protect us. Most of these questions are issues of hijab, hijab, hijab. Although, maybe we should answer it. It says, what type of clothes does a female wear under her khima for salah? In short clothes, is short clothes allowed, like singlet and short skirt? What the Sharia is interested in is your khima. What covers your head to your leg, to the tip of your leg, zuhurul qadam, the tip, upper part of the leg. That if you hold your leg, maybe your feet, cancel that word leg, use the word feet, your feet, the last one on the ground. That is what I'm talking about. If you look at it towards the ground, there's a place as if there's a line connecting it. Up must be covered. Must be covered. So if a cloth is covering a woman from her head to that level, her salat is accepted. Based on that hadith in Sunan Abi Dawud, لا يقبل الله صلاة حائض إلا بخمارها. Now, Allah will not accept. The hadith is authentic. The most correct view of that hadith is that it's authentic. So Allah will not accept the prayer of a woman except she is dressed like this, covering from her head to her feet. What about the women in government offices who wear knee length skirts? Wallahi, they have not fulfilled the conditions for salah. Wallahi, they have not fulfilled it. Adilu nasiha. One of the reasons why people go behind is that their fast have not been telling them the truth. Madam, you don't have salah, so. That is the point. Point blank. Or hard talk. CNN have what they call hard talk, have you? Or point blank. But in our deen, we don't like to say point blank. The point blank is that if a woman wears a knee length skirt, she does not have a salat. It has not ended. There are some who will wear buto hijab, buto head covering. They cover the head and leave part of the hairs outside. They don't have a salat. Likewise, some women wear short sleeves, leaving from their elbows to the tip of their hands. They don't have salat. Allah has said what He wants. We say, if you don't take this, I beg, leave us. Some people will say, you are not even happy that I'm praying. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُ قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّ عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. They think that because they pray, so what? Is it your prayer that Allah will use to hold heaven? Or it is your prayer that the city will use to drop the rain from the sky? La. Pray as He wants you to pray. If you are not fulfilling the conditions for prayer, alhamdulillah, don't expect reward from Allah. You are praying for yourself.
So when you get back there, tell them, Mama, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. When you are coming to this office, bring wrapper, bring a cloth that will cover up to your wrist. Leaving the palm, only the face and the palm are allowed. Otherwise, there is no solace. Don't deceive yourself. Federal government says if you want to travel to another country, you must make an international passport. Abi? Somebody say he does not have. He has national ID card. If he buys a ticket for his flight, can he take a flight? We want Allah to change his rules. We will not accept. ضَرَبَ لَكُمْ مَثَلًا مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَلَّكُمْ مِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. What did he say in Rome? مِنْ شُرَكَاءَ فِي مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ فَأَنْتُمْ فِيهِ سَوَاءٌ تَخَافُونَهُمْ كَخِيفَتِكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Will you accept? Let me give you an example. If you have a slave, you tell your slave, do this. I say, no, your slave is contesting your car with you. A boss, director. The cleaner in the office comes and says, okay, we get this motor together. Oh. What will happen to him? He may call police to arrest him that I think something is wrong. So don't contest with Allah, Allah's deen. Allah says, do this, do it. It's very common amongst women now. They say, ah, sister, leave them. Oh. So that if you tell them that they don't have to lie, they will run away. So what will happen? Tell them the truth. They have actually been doing the wrong thing because you have not been telling them the truth. In alayka illa al-balagh. The duty you have is to inform the people, tell the people. May Allah protect them. So a woman can now, under that big khimar from top to the leg, anything she likes, we don't know. We don't know that one. Anything. About what is under. If it's misdeed,